are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back. I love stories like this. I love feel-good stories. Did you guys hear about this honeymoon-y couple who apparently got married and spent their honeymoon at the Waldorf Astoria? And back in 1952, it cost them $16.80 a night. Well, what's really sweet is the hotel. And, of course, they're getting some good publicity over it. And you know what? Well-deserved. I'll give them the publicity. The hotel has decided to give them, although they can't stay in the exact same room that they had, a 2,000-square-foot MacArthur suite with dining room, kitchen, sitting room for the same price that they paid back in 1952, $16.80. Izzy and Joan Swartz are very happy people. I hope they live it up. I hope they do. I guess they have two kids, four grandchildren, and they say, and actually they still work. And you know what? I think they also pay their taxes. Amazing. Amazing. Oh, I'm so excited. I think that is so cute. All right, got a lot to talk about if I, you know, don't need a tongue transplant in the process. Looks like another runner dies after collapsing a half marathon. Again, we cannot stress how important enough it is for you guys to get a cardiologist to check you before you start marathon running. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, I exercise all the time. My heart is good. I know exercise makes your heart good, but there could be such a thing is too much exercise. Okay? Usually marathon runners are in good shape. They're in pretty good shape. When somebody drops dead, that could mean that something was wrong, or for that particular heart, it was too much. So we need to talk about that, okay? Also, it looks like medical bills are really starting to get to the point where even if patients pay them off, it still wrecks their credit. We need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about sun-dried tomatoes. Looks like there's a hepatitis A scare with that. Also, little kid eating magnets. These buckyball magnets, my kids love these things. Kids swallow them. And remember, magnets attract, and these magnets are very strong magnets. I want you to go around your house, make sure your grandkids or your kids do not have these things. I know they're cool. You can make cool geometric shapes, but somebody puts them in the mouth, okay? We got to talk about that. And, of course, I want to talk about Jared Loughner. I am so sick of looking at this guy. Every picture I see of him makes me want to vomit. Jared Loughner looks like Will before medication, the one responsible for the Congresswoman Gifford shooting and killing six people outside of Tucson. And personally, I hope this forced medication is the nastiest, right, unlubricated suppository you could give this man. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of a sad story. There's a Sri Lankan man who tried to set the record for being buried alive. Okay, so he had his family bury him, 24-year-old Janaka Basnayake, buried himself over the weekend with the help of family and friends in a trench sealed with wood and soil in the town of Kantali, about 137 miles north of Sri Lanka, its capital, Colombo. And apparently the trench was about 10 feet deep, and I guess he was buried around 9:30 in the morning. And then police said when he was brought to the surface at 4, he was unconscious and taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Why did he do this? Now, the mother, L.D. Lilawathi, said her son has enjoyed performing unusual acts since he was a child. And apparently he liked doing that after watching movies. And her son had been buried alive on two previous occasions for 2.5 hours and 6 hours, respectively. All right, it is unclear what the official world record is for the longest time buried alive. And as a doctor, okay, let me go out on a limb here and say, with all my years of medical experience, it's probably a bad idea, okay? All right. Buried means you're buried, okay? Being buried alive will cause asphyxiation, and you will die. All right. I know people want to be famous. I know they want to break a world record. I get that. I really, really get that, okay? I would like to, you know, break a world's records too, right? The longest running medical talk show with the lowest ratings. I think I'm halfway there. But please, just don't, you know, if your son, right, or daughter or brother says, please bury me underground, I would say, no, thank you. Okay? Very easy to do. No, thank you. Now, the one thing that I'm excited about, did you guys hear about this? Animal House are going to make a musical. This is cool. This is cool. All right, Animal House, the musical. Why not? Based on the 1978 classic. Apparently, the musical will feature a score by the Bare Naked Ladies. Bare Naked Ladies, uh-huh. And let me see. Tony Award winner Casey Nicolau, who did Book of Mormon. I've got to see Book of Mormon. I hear that's wonderful. He will direct and choreograph. Michael Mitnick will write the libretto for the stage production. No word yet on whether Warhorse Puppeteers will design the steed that ties in the dean's office. Oh, that's funny. I thought that was a great, great movie. I like the music too. Shout in there. That's gonna be a great musical. I really like that. I like that a lot. Okay, now, something that's made medical or news headlines is the 600-pound man asking YouTube for diet help. Did you guys see this? This is heartbreaking. A 23-year-old morbidly obese California man got the exposure he wanted when he posted a video asking for help. Apparently, Mr. Gibbs weighs 600 to 700 pounds. All right? He posted this video right before his, I guess, his 23rd birthday. He's been on diets and hospitalized, and he says he gains a weight back. He doesn't know what to do, and he is asking for advice. Apparently, a spokeswoman for Dr. Phil said they were contacted by a local TV affiliate and has reached out to Gibbs. I'm getting the exposure I needed. I better start by getting ready for the tornado that's about to become my life. I guess it's a good birthday for me. I mean, you know what? If I thought I was dying and I needed help, I could probably do that. It's just, you know, again, I'm a little jaded by that woman who I guess was gaining weight on purpose, right? Trying to become a YouTube overnight sensation. But I think this guy really means business, so I hope we could get him help. Okay, it looks like we're coming up on break. Don't go away. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. And realize, if you miss any of the Dr. Dahlia shows, you can catch me on my website at Dr. Dahlia. There's an on-demand button. You hit that button, rock and roll. You can hear me all day long. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
IRS, The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-798-7085. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-798-7085. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-798-7085. Again, that's 800-798-7085. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
All right, you bet I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess a federal appeals court has ruled that the Tucson shooting suspect, Jared Lee Loeffner, can be forcibly medicated with antipsychotic drugs. In a 2-1 ruling, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said prison authorities have the right to treat an inmate who would otherwise be a danger to himself or others around them. Thank you. Loeffner, 23, has been charged with 49 felony counts in the January 8th shooting. Remember, where 6 people were killed, 13 others injured, as well as U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords. His defense attorneys had objected to his being forcibly treated with the drugs. They argued that because he is a pretrial detainee who has not been convicted of any crime, he has the right to refuse the medication. The appeals court panel said the issue of pretrial rights versus those of convicted, the convicted, didn't need to be addressed in Loeffner's case because of his erratic and violent behavior during his stay at the hospital. If he's acting, it doesn't matter what happened before the trial or after. If he is acting up in the hospital, they should be able to do something. All right. He was committed to a federal prison hospital in May after a 4-month evaluation that led him to be diagnosed with schizophrenia. Although he was extremely competent, it appears the day of the shooting, in terms of him being able to go to, I guess he went to a Circle K, he went to a camera photo shop to get pictures. He was able to purchase bullets. I went to Walmart a couple times, got out of a speeding ticket. They tried to say he was too unfit to stand trial, but he sure was able to get out. I mean, if he could get out of a speeding ticket, that shows to me he's competent enough to get through trial. So anyway, what medicines would they give him? Well, it depends. You know, I mean, maybe they'll give him Haldol, maybe they'll give him sedatives, I don't know. But whatever it is, I hope it's smarts. I tell you, I hate this guy. He looks so smug. I know, innocent until proven guilty. I know. I just don't like this guy. I don't like him. I don't like him. I burped on the truth. Okay, you guys going to see some more news, right, about RFK's convicted killer, Saran Saran. Apparently, remember the killing back in 1968? We talked about this in the previous hour. His attorney, Saran Saran, is saying there was another shooter. And Saran Saran was hypnotized into being the decoy shooter. So he's not the real shooter. And they say the reason why they have proof is because if you listen to the audio tape, 13 shots were fired, and Saran Saran only had a gun that had 8 bullets. So if that's the case, where did the other 5 shots come from? Of course, you know, there's a theory that Thane Eugene Caesar, who was the private security guard that was escorting Kennedy, could have done the shots. They're going to be going back and forth with this one, but I think it's kind of odd that now the attorneys are coming out. How many years? Right, since 1968, they're coming out now with this. But hypnotizing, really? Really, so you were hypnotized to be a decoy. That's pretty exorbitant, isn't it? Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about some good news. Girl Scouts jumped on a thief that stole their cookie money. Did you guys hear about this? This was in Texas. You do not mess with the Texans. Oh, I'm so proud of these girls. Apparently, a guy drove up at a Walmart in Texas where the girls were selling their Girl Scout cookies. You know, it's Girl Scout cookie selling time, right? And he jumped out and he grabbed the money box. He tried to jump back in the car, and two of the Girl Scouts, they were not tolerating this. So they jumped on the car, started hitting the driver. Unfortunately, one of the girls was dragged, and then she had to be treated for, you know, scrapes and bruises. The money was still stolen. Apparently, according to Girl Scout policy, the girls are still responsible for the money stolen. But I guess Soledad O'Brien said that, you know, she'd pitch in and buy a bunch of cookies and, you know, figure out how to make this work. And again, I cannot, you know, tell you girls out there. I used to be a Girl Scout, right? I'm one of the troops. Okay, I can't tell you girls to go, you know, and start punching on these thieves, right? But I got to tell you, they showed some moxie, didn't they? You know, Girl Scouts are tough. Just because we got to wear the short skirt doesn't mean we're not tough. Even brownies. Boy, I was a tough kid as a brownie. You didn't even mess with me when I was a brownie. My brother tried to mess with me when I was a brownie. Woo! Okay, so those kids, pretty smart girls. Now, what's going on with some stupid kids? Let's see. 3 young people have been hospitalized with kidney failure in Wyoming. They're actually calling it an outbreak of kidney failure. Why? Because of this designer drug spice. There's a batch that they believe has been linked to this outbreak of kidney failure. They say Casper residents have sought medical treatment for vomiting and back pain who had recently smoked or ingested a chemical-laced herbal product packaged as blueberry spice. Really, kids? You got nothing else to do, really? You can't watch American Idol? You can't listen to the Dr. Dahlia show? You can't keep yourself busy? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, well, your show stinks. Okay, thank you. I tell you, kids are so... Anyway, all right. Not all kids. I like the Girl Scouts. I like the Girl Scouts a lot. The illnesses reported by physicians and hospitals in the East Central Wyoming City began Sunday and added up to a cluster. At this point, we are viewing this drug as potentially life-threatening situation. Of course, spice is sometimes sold as illegal marijuana because of the high that users experience is from plant material coated with chemicals that claim to mimic the THC. This fake marijuana is dangerous, people. Very dangerous. Apparently, it's been on the rise. And now, and also, you don't know what you're getting. People are lacing all sorts of crap because they want to sell it. Really, blueberry? What are you trying to do? Give these kids their antioxidants? What's the blueberry for? Oh, memory loss. Oh, so I get it. So you give them a marijuana-type drug. Okay, let me get this straight. You're giving a marijuana-type drug that's going to cause memory loss. But if you lace it with some blueberry, they'll get the memory back. So they just get the high. It doesn't work that way. No, it's stupid. It doesn't work that way. Get a clue. I tell you, you know, some of these criminals are really crafty and smart. Some of them are just plain stupid. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so what happened with this marathon runner? 37-year-old young guy died Sunday after collapsing after taking part in a marathon event in Arkansas. Michael Kelly of Little Rock collapsed at about 11:30 local time at the 11-mile mark of a 13-mile marathon. He almost made it. He was taken to University of Arkansas Medical Sciences, unfortunately pronounced dead. They don't know the cause of his death. Autopsy is going to be performed. They said apparently this is the second time a runner died during this particular event. The last time was in 2008. Now, I know it's rare. People say, Dr. Dahlia, you're just panicking too much. Marathon runners are safe. I know. There's millions of you marathon runners out there, and God bless you. I think it's a great exercise, running. I used to run until, you know, I blew out my knee skiing, and then I couldn't run anymore. Okay, I think running is a great sport. All I'm saying is if you are going to put your heart, okay, through that much hypoxia, running like that, okay, in a marathon, especially a 13-mile, any type, all right, just have a heart doctor take a look. I don't think any athlete should go without having a cardiology evaluation, honestly. Why not? What's the big thing? What's the big deal? It's not that expensive, okay? Get your heart checked. Make sure you could tolerate a 13-mile marathon, okay? Now, somebody like me would probably walk it, okay? I don't know if I can keep up. I'd probably pass out after the first quarter mile. I used to do a six-minute mile. It stinks. It stinks getting old. And honestly, running is great. Great cardiovascular. It does help the heart. Good breathing stamina. Your bones get strong. Running has always been my favorite sport to do. Love it. But again, orthopedic issues, and if your heart can handle it, that could be an issue. So all I'm saying, if you guys are marathon runners, just please have your heart checked. And not just an EKG, a stress test. Have them run you on a treadmill and see what you can do. And ask the doctor. You know, ask your doctor, go, look, I hear people are dropping. All right. Is it because they have an actual cardiomyopathy or some sort of heart condition? Or do some people's hearts just not tolerate, you know, hours and hours of exercise? You know, you hear this with these triathletes, too. I mean, they just drop. And is it because the heart just stops? And if that's the case, it's going to be very difficult for a doctor to say how long you have, how much exercise your heart will allow you to do. Do you have 30 minutes? Do you have 3 hours? Do you have 6 hours? You know, how long can you go? And if he says, I can't tell you, just, you know, be prepared. Or make sure your doctor, your cardiologist with a set, you know, crash kit is running next to you. That's all I could say. All right, speaking about bones, very interesting study came out. Looks like researchers from University in Tokyo said it looks like vitamin E could stimulate cells to the point that they start to lose bone. Your osteoclastic activity. You have bone-forming cells cause osteoblast, and then your bone-degrading cells called osteoclasts. All right? Now, usually, these work together to keep your bones strong. But they say that vitamin E, right, which we thought could help bone, can actually cause those osteoclasts to start eroding the bone more. Now, we don't know how much. We've been telling people to take vitamin E because it's healthy for the heart, it's healthy for the bones. But now in this study with mice, they're finding that it increased osteoclastic activity, and osteoclastic activity causes bone loss. So what do we do with this? Well, again, everything in moderation. Don't overdo your supplements. If you are taking supplements, make sure somebody's keeping an eye on your bones. Make sure someone's keeping an eye on you, okay? It's not too bad. Not too bad. All right, when we come back, want to talk about medical bills. What is happening to people even after they're paying them? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BeProvisionBePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BeProvisionBePrepared.com. BeProvisionBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BeProvisionBePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BeProvisionBePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeProvisionBePrepared.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, whether you think we're coming out of this recession or not, right now people are starting to deal with some of the later after effects, their credit history. And I understand that medical bills are probably one of the biggest things that end up in a collection agency. And this is a kind of a tough subject to talk about because I still practice medicine. And the majority of complaints I get from patients isn't my medical skill. It's because I send them to collections when they don't pay their bills. And I'm going to tell it to you straight. If people don't pay their bills, no. You know, I could only do so much for free. You know, you got to run a business. I got staff to support. And if people don't pay their medical bills, you know, yeah. Now, yes, we do payments, plans. You know, I have one person paying us $5 a month, trying to make it work. You know, yes, there's things you could do. But people that just ignore the bills and give you the middle finger, absolutely. Our office, any office, will send you to collections. But what's a shame is we're hearing that people that will are taking the collections and decide to contact the collection agency and pay it back, they still have the ding on their credit report. All right. Now, there was a time, probably about a year or two ago, where everybody appeared to have bad credit. And it appeared that whether it was an apartment complex or a car company, they were like, look, we can't sell to anybody. So even if your credit's bad, I guess we're going to work with you because otherwise we aren't going to sell anything or we aren't going to rent anything. Well, that's going to change again. You know, as soon as the recession starts to, you know, come out, and we start to have a little bit more money that we've saved, hopefully employment will start up again. Hopefully the Affordable Health Care Act will be deemed unconstitutional, so we have less job killing legislation pushing down our employers. I had to just throw that in there. Thank you. You know, then your consumers are going to have a little bit more option, and then the vendors are going to be able to choose which consumer to sell to, because now they'll be able to work with people, some with better credit history than others. So those who try to salvage their credit, okay, are going to probably be first in line for being able to get the good. Now, that was a brief economic history lesson. Thank you. Not too bad for someone who ever took economics. All right. So what do you do? If you did pay your bill, you dealt with the collection agency. Fox News was talking about a Dallas-Fort Worth couple, Mike and Laura Park, who had a $200 medical bill that was sent to a collection agency. They fixed it. They paid it. They paid collections, but apparently the credit scores were lowered by about 100 points. All right. So they said apparently they had to pay a discount point to get the best interest rate. So it cost them $2,500. Now, like with our collection company, if somebody pays in full, it has to be taken off their credit. And it does. And our company has been excellent with that. But it sounds like there's other companies that aren't. And if you already paid your bill and you dealt with the collection agency, you really shouldn't be dinged. I know some people are like, well, wait a second. You know, they didn't pay until the collection people came. You know, honestly, there should be some penalty for that. Well, I guess the penalty is there's collection fees or whatever. I really don't think you have to hurt people's credit. You know, I mean, whether they learn their lesson or not, look, you know, the vendor, like, you know, us or any shopping department or whatever, they just want to make sure, you know, they got paid. I don't really think you have to punish a person by, you know, having their credit history dinged. Well, it looks like Congress is considering legislation now. It's called the Medical Debt Responsibility Act that would require credit agencies to delete paid off medical debt from credit reports within 45 days. Okay? And that's, you know, to me, I think that's pretty fair. Of course, I know there's always two sides to every story. I mean, this act could have a lot of earmarks that I don't know about. They say debt collectors support the legislation in the House, according to ACA International Trade Association. But a key foe of the earlier bill was another group representing the nation's credit bureaus. The Consumer Data Industry Association, which hasn't taken a position on the revised bill, say lenders need to see a consumer's patterns of behavior over time. And even paid off medical debt is relevant to whether the consumer is a good risk. Okay, so looks like that's where it is. They say most hospitals and physician groups use collection agencies after late bills go 60 to 90 days, some even longer. You know, I don't know where to go with this. I mean, like I said, hopefully try not to let it get to collections. Okay, I've told you I had a family member that was having trouble paying his bills. I was over at the house. They showed me all their bills, and they showed me that the doctor's bill was going to be paid last. They got to pay the power, then they're going to pay the rent, they're going to pay the water. And I go, why is the doctor bill last? You know, did you just have surgery? Don't you? I thought you liked the doctor. And they were like, yeah, but the doctor will usually write it off or send you to collections latest. You know, doctors already kind of have a, hospitals don't seem to have this personality that or stereotype, but doctors of writing things off. You know, I was showing a medical student, I have a medical student rotating in my office, and I showed him that the insurance company paid a zero, and it was something that we're allowing to happen because the visit was $150. The insurance company decided to discount it about $120, and the remaining $30 was supposed to be the patient's copay. If the patient doesn't pay the copay, we just saw that patient for zero. All right. So, you know, many doctors, you know, they bill the patient and then they give the patient another chance and they give the patient another chance. You know, and I know some people are like, well, gosh, Dr. Dolly, it's only $30. But if you see a lot of people with that insurance and the insurance company is paying a big fat zero, how long can a doctor go with just getting zero if the patient doesn't pay? The patient's going to end up in collections, you know, and it's really, really sad. Because, you know, it's not your fault as a patient that you're paying an insurance company that pays the doctor nothing. What did that insurance company do for me or for you? Nothing. It sent me a piece of paper that I'm going to get absolutely $0 and that I have to bill you, the patient, the $30. What are they doing with all their premiums? Like I said, I've never had a problem with health insurance reform. We really need to reform these insurance companies. Hands down, no way, bar none. I mean, that's ridiculous. That insurance company did nothing but tell me to bill you. So, and patients get mad at the doctor. Why are you billing? Don't get mad at me. Get mad at your insurance. The insurance should pay that $30. But because they don't, we can't work for free and we send you to collections. But again, what you do is if you are getting bills from your doctor, all right, and you don't think you could pay them, again, don't wave your finger at them. No finger gestures. Talk to them and go, look, things are a little overbearing. Can I do something? A doctor will most likely not send you to collections. If you call back and try and you come up with a payment plan, $20 a month, $5 here and there, something. Now, of course, if you've been racking up bills in the thousands, it may not take the $5 thing. But if you show you try, but don't let it get to the thousands. I have so many patients that their insurance, I guess, is inactive. You know, and the electronic system that my staff calls doesn't get updated a lot of times for 30 days by the insurance company. So we're thinking the person's active. They sneak in half a dozen times in a month, and their bill's racked up, you know, $1,000, $2,000, insurance doesn't pay. Don't do that. Don't get to the point where you've racked up those kinds of bills. If you don't think your insurance is covering it, just nip it in the bud. A $20 bill or a $30 bill is much easier to deal with than a $1,000 bill. Look like you're trying, all right? And if you were sent to collections, you make sure the collection company takes you off the credit report and keep on them until you do, all right? I don't know when this law would be passed, but the last thing you need coming out of a recession, if we do, and I'm not saying we're coming out of it because still people get laid off left and right around me that I see. But, I mean, out of my office, we try to keep our people, but around the city, you know, still, you want to make sure when you want to finally start interacting with the economy, you have your credit score. Now, the other thing, too, also is patterns of things, okay? A lot of times you get sent to collections, that doctor doesn't want you anymore, okay? And word gets around. You may go to a new doctor. And you want your medical records sent. Now, I don't send billing records. I don't really think it's another doctor's, you know, I don't think it's another doctor's business to know your billing records. But many doctors will have on the top of your chart sent to collections. So now your new doctor's like, all right, I got something that got sent to collections. Now I got to deal with this. I don't want them either. It is very easy for you to get blacklisted in a small city. You don't need that. Okay? You don't need that. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Here. Thank you all for tuning in. If you haven't noticed the newest feature on our website, we have an on-demand button where you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show 24/7. They usually replay the last few shows of the day before. And you can also get to our archives and podcasts on my website. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. If you want the Dr. Dahlia Show at your local news talk station, please tell them I speak clearly, though, okay? All right. Then definitely call them or email them at Genesis Communications Network. We'll make it happen. Big thanks to Kyle for working the dials. It's been kind of rough. I've been doing a morning drive at KDWN while I've been doing my show here at Genesis Communications Network. So it has been a very, very busy last couple days. And so I love it, though. I could do radio all day long. Just sometimes you got to give your voice a rest. Now, apparently, these New Jersey school janitors gave these kids voices a rest by gagging them in the bathroom and bound them up. Two janitors at a New Jersey school are being suspended for allegedly binding and gagging four young boys in a bathroom last week and taking pictures of them. No sexual assault. This happened at Gregory Elementary School in Long Beach. They caught the workers on Thursday going into a boys' bathroom that was closed for repairs, followed by four boys all around the age of 10. The boys later complained to a teacher that these guys tied their hands and mouths with caution tape and took pictures of them. What? Now, of course, school officials said that the incident was a prank that gone wrong. Prank? You don't do things like that to kids. You don't tie them up. Remember I told you there was a mom and dad that duct taped their kids to a wall thinking it was funny and then posted the pictures on Facebook and they got arrested because, you know, one of the kids looked really, really scared that they could fall. All right. I don't know what people think is funny, but when it involves kids, it could be a felony. So you don't do it. All right. So apparently the superintendent is involved. All right. Again, they think it was a prank. I still don't understand what prank involves students, fifth graders. You know, California has now banned blindfolding in school districts, right? They had to ban blindfolding. You are not allowed to blindfold your kids in school in the L.A. Unified School District anymore. Apparently that was because of, remember, the third grade teacher who blindfolded kids and fed them semen. So this resulted in a law or a ruling saying no blindfolding. I still haven't heard yet if there's a ruling for no semen, right? No feeding of semen there. With that, no rule. Apparently no rule yet, but no blindfolding. I can't believe this happens. This happened. So this was in New Jersey. The other instance happened in L.A. Oh, I guess they have a Long Beach in New Jersey. Well, that's kind of interesting. Okay. Now, I mean, and it doesn't, we're not done. We're not done with teachers. Did you guys hear about this? 41-year-old teacher, I think he was a computer teacher, decides to date his student, and he leaves his wife and kids. Well, apparently he has now resigned. All right? Jordan Powers was the student who fell in love with James Hooker, 41 years old. He was placed on administrative leave February 3rd by Modesto City Schools, and then he has resigned 3 weeks later. Okay, apparently he taught business and computer classes at the high school, left his wife and children to move in with Jordan Powers, who was at the time an Enoch High School senior whom he met when she was a freshman at the school. Now one of his children attends the same school, probably went to prom with his now current girlfriend, I don't know. All right. Tammy Powers, the student's mother, told the Beat, where this is being reported from, that she believes Hooker pursued her daughter and cited recent problems with her daughter's grades and health. Her daughter had panic attacks. I believe it was stress of a lie. You know, and even if a teacher says, look, she pursued me. All right. As a teacher, isn't there supposed to be some sort of a code? You don't date your students. Same thing with doctor and patients. Doctors are not supposed to date the patients. Okay? Well, they are not supposed to date the patients, even if the patient pursues you. Even if the patient goes, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and your radio show is so wonderful. Even if they say something so moving like that. No. No, you cannot. Whether you're married or not, you are not supposed to date, even if you're single. Even if you're single and you put on Facebook that you're single, you are not supposed to date any of your patients. There's some, and I think it actually violates your licensing. Well, so I don't know how teachers are able to get away with it. I really don't. So just, you know, if your child is acting funny, well, you know what? I would say a sure red flag is if your kid who hates school is really excited about one class. My parents were kind of shocked because in seventh grade, I really liked shop. I was so into shop. Now, our shop teacher was a 6'2", blonde, kind of looked like John Schneider at the time, very muscular, would wear one of those shirts where it was buttoned, you know, just unbuttoned enough where you could see his pecs. He was our shop teacher. I would have taken shop 8 classes a day. And my parents were like, what is going on? Is there a boy in class that you like? Oh, no, Mommy, no, I'm not interested in boys. I'm interested in men. But that teacher, it doesn't matter, you know. I'm sure all the girls in class. Yeah, he was probably the only shop teacher that had girls in class at the time. Okay, what's going on? We got a hepatitis A outbreak, and it's a deadly one. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. No, I'm not going to find him on Facebook. I'm married. I'm happily married. Got my great kids. You know, and his pecs are probably a little droopy. Hey, if I'm droopy at this age, I'm sure he's droopy. Sun-dried tomatoes have been linked to an outbreak of potentially deadly hepatitis A in at least 7 people in the UK. Now, even though hepatitis A is self-limiting, all right, many times, and it won't cause cancer or chronic liver disease like hepatitis B and C can, hepatitis A can still cause acute liver disease. So it's affected 2 men and 5 women in eastern England, London, southwestern, and they believe it came to, had to do with sun-dried tomatoes because these patients have been eating, I guess they said, a substantial amount of sun-dried tomatoes. I mean, I like putting some sun-dried tomatoes on food. I won't eat a lot of it, right? The strain affecting them was identical to a strain linked with sun-dried tomatoes in the Netherlands in 2010. Now, the virus is usually passed by human feces. Remember oral fecal route that I told you guys about? Right? Oral to the fecal, fecal to the oral can infect you. Or it could be passed through contaminated food or water as a result of poor hygiene. Okay, so right now we aren't seeing this outbreak in the States, but we are watching it closely as it is over there. All right. One thing, though, we are celebrating is Oreo's 100th birthday. The Oreo cookie turned 100. I talked about this last hour. I just love these birthday stories. The same year the Titanic sank, 1912, was the year Oreo was first made. But it was called the Oreo biscuit because I guess back then cookies were named biscuits. And it was actually produced by the National Biscuit Company. We now know the National Biscuit Company to be Nabisco. 1921, they named the Oreo biscuit to the Oreo sandwich, right? Because it has the two, you know, chocolate cookies with the cream in the middle. And then since 1937, it has been called the Oreo cream sandwich, although we call it the Oreo cookie. We sing the song and we dunk it in our milk, right? But I guess what I didn't realize is, like in China, they have a green tea ice cream flavored filling. In China, they also have a raspberry blueberry filling. I didn't realize that we, you know, they were chintzing out over here in America. We aren't getting all the yummy fillings. I think once I saw the Oreo cookie with the chocolate filling. Did you guys see that? Maybe just once? Some chocolate filling in the Oreo, but that was about it. Right? Once. Then I know they tried to over-dip the chocolate Oreo. That's kind of tasty. That's good, but no. Nothing like a blueberry filling, even strawberry filling. That would be such a hit. They said, apparently, there was a lemon cream variety in the 1920s. But it was really the 70s when the Oreos really made it big. Oh, that's exciting. You know, a study also came out that ice cream is even more addictive than cocaine. So those of us with sweet teeth? No, why can't we say sweet tooths? I'd rather say that sweet tooths, right? Those of us with sweet tooths, not sweet teeth. Right, we gotta be careful. We don't want to be addicts. All right, guys, great show. I will be filling in for Heidi Harris tomorrow on KDWN. I'm back at GCN tomorrow. Please keep your radios on. Lots to talk about. And follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.